ICE launches more low-profile worksite visits to deport migrants. By Neil Monroe on April 5, 2026. President Donald Trump's deputies directed more low-profile enforcement operations this weekend to remove many illegal migrants from U.S. worksites. The surprise worksite operations make it difficult for well-funded pro-migration groups, including left-wing, business, and media groups, to create the TV-magnified chaos that unnerves swing voting citizens. In Armstrong County, Pennsylvania, ICE invited illegal migrant truck drivers to renew their commercial driver's licenses at a local licensing office and promptly arrested 13 who turned up. We reported that ICE arrested 13 illegal aliens from countries including Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, and Turkmenistan. One migrant assaulted a local officer, ICE added. In Washington state, ICE agents arrested other migrants who attended appointments at federal offices. But there is a long way to go because of the huge logistical task of deporting 10 million migrants, amid fierce resistance by well-funded lawyers, empathy-maximizing reporters, and hostile Democratic Party leaders. Currently, Trump's deputies are arresting almost 1,000 illegal migrants per day, after closing the southern border. Trump's deputies are still allowing many legalized migrants into American jobs. The best way, really the only way, is to lean into worksite enforcement, said Rosemary Jenks, co-founder of the Immigration Accountability Project. Her group recently joined with many other groups to create the Mass Deportation Coalition, which has drafted a plan to help Trump's team overcome the many obstacles to deportations. The obstacles are created by powerful business interests, including many with close ties to Trump, who profit enormously when wages are suppressed by legalized and illegal migration. I absolutely applaud the Trump administration for everything that they have done in Phase 1, said Jenks, adding. But Phase 1 was focused on criminal aliens, the worst of the worst. And it's time now to move to Phase 2, the mass deportations of working migrants. We don't take away anything that the Trump administration has done. They have done yeoman's work on this issue. And you know, we absolutely applaud them for that. We're trying to give them ideas for how to ramp it up. Even as ICE has reduced its use of dramatic street sweeps, Stephen Miller and other top White House aides are using many levers of government power to exclude migrants, the New York Times reported on April 5. Miller is seeking policies that would pressure undocumented immigrants to leave on their own. On his recent calls with immigration officials, for example, Mr. Miller has asked for information on how immigrants use credit cards, potentially as part of an effort to crack down on their ability to open accounts and spend money, according to officials with knowledge of the discussions. On Friday, Trump's deputies announced plans in their 2027 budget request to Congress that would tighten oversight over the mass inflow of temporary legalized migrants via the H-2A, H-2B, H-1B, and other programs. The Office of Foreign Labor Certification, OFLC, enforces the legal obligation of U.S. employers to prove American workers are not available before they hire foreign workers. Through this role, OFLC protects American workers' right of first refusal to domestic jobs, strengthens the nation's borders, and maintains the integrity of the federal immigration system. The budget strengthens this national security function within DOL by reorganizing OFLC under the Office of the Secretary of Labor, promoting faster decision-making on labor immigration matters to further centralize oversight of immigration issues. The budget also proposes to reorganize into this newly elevated office specialized visa activities currently run by the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, and Immigration Policy Coordinating functions currently led by the Bureau of International Labor Affairs, ILAB. In Florida, police working for Governor Ron DeSantis detained migrants at a construction site. The arrests of illegal migrants will pressure employers to hire local Americans at decent wages. It will also pressure employers to train young Americans for jobs that have been outsourced to foreigners.